okay?
Hi there.
Take your time, son.
Hello, I have a potential claimant on the line for Roundup. His name is Timothy. Last name Benenett. Is he ready for transfer?
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.
Hi. Hello, Tim.
Yes.
Hi, it's Emmanuel on a recorded line here. I understand you're looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
That is correct, Emmanuel.
Okay. I'm here to help out as best as I can. I'd also want to confirm that you haven't started a claim with any firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was me.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Me.
Do you happen to know the subtype by chance?
It was type B. It was type
diffuse large B
lymph
cell. Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And that's the only diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's and or other kind of cancers you have. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then you're filing as yourself. And around what date would you say you were diagnosed?
My diagnosis, it was May 2005.
Okay. So May 2005, let me put that there. And then did you mostly use it around the home or for work or for both?
I used it a little for both, but primarily I used it for my home. I have two properties, and I use them for both properties. And sometimes my girlfriend's her property. So it was basically just
residential. Okay. No, thank
yes.
you for confirming that. And then when you would work on your homes or your girlfriend's home, did anyone else come into contact with the product and get sick, like any friends or family or neighbors, or were you the lucky one that drew the short stick?
I believe I was. I mean, I worked with a few people at the time, but the one fellow I worked with, he died.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry to
hear
that.
He was actually the guy I used to get to do my yard, and he died last year, so he probably had a really good claim, but he didn't make it.
Right. And then go ahead and give me the addresses to the two homes that you would use the Roundup on yourself.
Yeah, 111 and a half Heberton Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15206. And the other one was 8505.
I'm sorry. We'll slow down, please. So you said 111 and a half.
Okay, you know, that was my girlfriend's address. But my first one was 2028 Samson Street, 15221.
In Philly?
Wilkinsburg, PA.
Oh, Wilkinsburg.
Excuse me?
Wilkinsburg?
Yes, Wilkinsburg, PA, 15221.
Okay, perfect. Let me jot that one down. Has it started to cool down for you guys there in PA?
Yeah, it's cool. It's pretty nice. These last 2 days was in the upper 70s, almost 80. So we're getting a little nice, little warm front for a second before it drops back down soon. I'm putting furnaces in. I'm headed to an install as we speak.
Oh, okay. Very neat. And so I have the Samson Street address there. And then about how many years would you say you used the product?
I used it 9 years.
9 years?
To be exact, 9 years. Because I stopped using it like July 14, 2014.
Let me put put that there. And then you use it for 9 years, so you would have started. Wait, okay, so I just want to make sure I'm not confusing myself. So you were diagnosed in 2005, and then you...
No. I started using Roundup in 2005.
Okay.
Around May 2005. I stopped using the product in 2014, around July 2014. I stopped because I started having symptoms.
Okay, so then I think I misheard you. When I had asked when you were diagnosed, I accidentally wrote May 2005. So what is the date that you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I stopped using it July 14th. All right, and you want to know the date I was diagnosed?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to the doctor around that time. I don't actually know the actual date, but it was July 2014. I stopped using it, and I went and seen a doctor because I was having symptoms.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Shortness of breath. I started coughing, a little swelling.
Sure.
In my neck, and it was
so then
itchy
I'll put the diagnosis date for July of 2014, and then around how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 57.
Okay, so you were between 18 and 79, so I'll click that button. And then you used the product.
Yeah, it was July 14th. Like, I took a test July 14th. That's when I went in. It was July 10th, 2014.
Okay.
I took the test.
I'll put you were diagnosed 7/10 of 2014. And you used it for at least 10 days, obviously, from the dates that you told me, right? And then you would have used the product for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay.
But it was like a 9-year period.
Sure.
It was like a 9-year period.
Right, okay.
But go ahead.
Yes, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Oh, yes, I am. Absolutely.
Okay. And then I'm gonna name a few different ailments that may or may not apply to you. I'll put no unless you tell me that they do apply to you. So I'm going to just start naming them off. There's hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV A.
Hepatitis C.
You have hepatitis C?
I don't have it anymore. I was treated for it.
Okay.
I was treated for hepatitis C. So it doesn't really show up anymore, but I probably, medically, it's still listed.
Okay. This is asking for current illnesses, so since you don't have it, I'll put no. And then the next one is HIV/AIDS. Then there's autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, lupus, Epstein-Barr, other cancers. No to all those, right?
No, you have no to all those.
Okay. And then any family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then are you an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. And then let me put... your other info here. So your name I have is Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Last name, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. And should I add a middle initial or no?
No middle name.
Okay.
Middle initial.
And then can you confirm your gender?
I'm a male.
And then
man.
Correct. Okay, thank you. And then are you currently married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
And then around... what date Did you kind of figure out and link that the Roundup caused you to get sick? And then how did you make that connection? Did you watch?
I would have to say sometime in June 2014, because I went for a test July 10th, 2014. And you know, the symptoms, Nam Hopkins got lymph noma, and it was tight. The lymph noma was B-cell lymph noma.
Okay, so you kind of figured before you got diagnosed in June that you were feeling sick or feeling the way you were because of the Roundup? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll say June of 2014. And let me put... Let me put the notes here. I'm not the fastest typer. 1 second. So I'm putting you were feeling sick and thought it might be the Roundup. So you went and got tested, and the doctor confirmed ailment.
Yes.
Perfect. Put that there. And then this next question asks for your height and then weight.
I was 180 pounds. My height is 5'8".
180. Okay. And then this 412-680-5368 is your cell?
Yes, 412-680-5368. That is correct.
And Tim, what would be the best email address for you?
The best address?
Email address?
Oh, the best email address is Tim Bennett, TimBennett, 1957 at yahoo.com.
Alrighty. And then about how many times a month did you use the product?
Probably twice a week.
Twice a week? Okay, so... 52 weeks in a year, so we're just going to do 52 times 2, and then that'll be the yearly use of 104. And then you used it for 9 years, so 104 times 9 is 936. So that, and then again, just to confirm, you used the product at least a year before you were diagnosed, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then let me add that you were using it monthly. And then we're going to put...
I was actually using it probably weekly. Because how weeds are, you have to continue to treat
those. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and I know how bad the product is, but it does work really well. And so I actually still use it on usually just on the weekends when I use it.
I should
stop, though. I know I should. And did you normally get, like, the concentrate and mix it yourself, or would you get the pre-mixed container with the sprayer and use that, or about how?
The pre-mix, I mean, they're already ready to go. I didn't mix it. I think only once or twice I done that. I normally would buy it ready to go.
Okay.
Put the spray thing in there and just start spraying away.
And then did you normally use any sort of protective gear when applying, or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
I wish I would have, if I had, I know.
And then about how big of an area was your yard?
I would have to say my first property and my girl's property and my home now. You might have 100 yards, at least 75 yards of yard, but combining all three.
Okay. So like a half acre or an acre, or what would you say that is?
I would say half acre, maybe a little less. I'm just trying to picture my yard, my front and back, and then her front. And then my house now, I have a front and a back. So I would say half of about 50 yards or something.
Okay, perfect. Let me add that there. And then just to reconfirm, it was you directly spraying the product, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then were any of the homes on well water or were they all city water?
City water.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. Okay. And then when you got the product, was it normally at like a bigger hardware store like Lowe's or Home Depot or like a Walmart, or did you go to like a smaller...
It was Home Depot.
Okay. And then obviously it's been many, many years since you last used the product. So
yes.
This may not apply to you, and that's okay. I just have to ask, did you happen to keep any receipts or any containers, or not really? I mean, thrown out after all these years?
No, definitely didn't have no products. But when I heard about it, I looked for some receipts, because I keep receipts for like year, because I have to do taxes. But I had none, so no, I didn't have any. But...
Okay, not a problem. And then are you a smoker or have you been a smoker?
I stopped smoking in 2000.
Okay, so about how many years would you say that you smoked altogether?
By about 15 years.
15? Okay. And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
I'm self-employed, you know. Yes. Self-employed.
Okay.
And that's only every now and then because I get Social Security. I'm an old fella.
Okay, well, I won't overcomplicate things. If you're on Social Security, I'll put not employed. And then, you know, any odd stuff that you do on your own, that's, you know, we'll keep that away from this.
Okay.
And then, have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
And then if so, please explain.
I was convicted of a robbery in 1995.
Okay, that's more than enough detail. Thank you for that. I put it in there, and then I will find the address of the.
What does that have to do with the lawsuit? My record.
I'm not quite sure. I'm not an attorney or a doctor or anything like that. I'm just an intake specialist. So my job is to fill out the questionnaire and then send you an e-signature to allow the firm to. Retrieve like medical records and such. Other than that, I wouldn't be much help with questions, but I think it's just to ensure, because obviously when you get paid out a settlement, if there are any liens against you, the liens have to be paid off, and sometimes when people are convicted...
I don't have to worry about that.
Okay, then it's a non-issue for you. And then I'll find the address of the facility that diagnosed you. I just need the name and the city it's in.
Well, I got the address of where it was diagnosed and the doctor's name.
Sure, start me off
with the address. His name?
Uh-huh.
It was Leonard Appleman. UPMC Presby, 200 Lafayette, let's spell it to you, LOTHROP Street, Pittsburgh, PA
15213.
I
see it here. looking. And either yourself or the doctor will have medical records, right?
Yes.
And then give me the name of the facility one more time, please.
Presbyterian, UPMC Presbyterian.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
Let me add that in there as well. And then this one is asking for types of treatments that you received. Was it chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Chemotherapy.
Chemo. And then about what date did they start the treatment, do you recall? Did they get to you right away, or did it take a little bit before the insurance would approve the treatments, or?
Yeah, it was around July. It was July, around July 2014.
Okay. I'll just put July 20th as a placeholder. Obviously, it would have been after you were diagnosed, so I'll just put July 20th. If that's okay with you as a placeholder.
Yeah, it's fine. I have to get ready to go to work. But how much more we got? Because
We have three more questions, and then a quick e-signature, and then you're all set. So what is your current mailing address?
8505 Dersam, D-E-R-S-A-M Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15235.
Perfect. Thank you. And then this next question is just asking for an emergency contact in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put one or no?
No.
Okay. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance to allow the firm to retrieve records. Date of birth? Hello, Tim?
And put down. I was actually hospitalized from 10 days.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm in the HIPAA compliance section. What is your date of birth?
September 10th, 1957.
9/10/57, and then the last four of the social.
Excuse me.
And then the last four of the social.
Oh, 5364.
Okay. I'm going to send you a quick e-sign, and then we're all set. It'll come to you via text message and email. You can open up either one. It takes about, depending on how tech savvy you are, like 2 to 3 minutes.
I'm not tech savvy. But I didn't get email yet, Emmanuel. Your name, Emmanuel?
Yep, that's me, Emmanuel, like in the Bible. So if you're not too tech savvy, I'll guide you as best as I can. I can't see what's on your screen.
All right. I just pushed the link.
Okay.
I just pushed the link.
Right.
And it has SMS message from Mass Torch Strategies. Okay, do you agree to receive future SMS measurement?
Yes.
Okay. DocuSign. Okay, it says this envelope was also sent to email to Timothy Van, blah, 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 blah. Continue to review. Don't recognize this email decline. Okay, push continue.
Okay. Continue, right? And then after that, it should let you hit a little box. Check off a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. You'll check that
I
box.
I agree. Okay, continue.
Right. And then you should see a start button.
I see the start button. I see it.
And then after that, you'll just click anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, and it should bring up a white box, and you can either use your finger to draw your signature, or it'll let you select a pre-typed signature.
Okay, I will Okay, draw your signature. I'll do it. I have a pen and.
Oh, cool. You have a stylus?
I find it, but I'll do it with my finger. T.
Okay.
I M O T H Y. Not going to look too good.
That's okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. Adapt and sign. Yellow bang. I just signed it. Okay, it's another box here. Name. Okay, let's see. Another box. Got two boxes here to sign. Okay, sign here.
And then you'll know we did it correctly once we are able to tap a yellow finish button. If it submits it after that, we're good to go. If it doesn't, then it means we missed something somewhere.
Okay, let's see here. It's finished.
Okay. And then if you tap the finish button, you will be all set.
Yeah, it's right. It's spinning like it's thinking.
Yep.
Okay,
it,
now
I
it
see
says
a completed.
Continue.
Yep, so you have a copy of the completed document in your email. I know you said you needed ready. You had to get going, so I appreciate you taking the extra minutes here. In the next couple weeks, the firm should reach out to you directly. They're going to introduce themselves, verify our work, make sure there's no errors, and then put you in their system. But other than that, you're all set for the day, okay? And happy Halloween, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be safe out there.
And same to you.
Bye.
Yeah, don't you scare no.
Thank you. Bye, Tim.